The Shade from the Hill comes over and talks in language by Rover Thomas is in landscape orientation, measuring just over 90 by 180 centimetres, painted in 1984 using earth pigments with natural binders on plywood. This work utilises a palette of yellow oxide, black, brown and white ochres. Near the centre of the painting, a thick dark brown line outlines a large oval on a black background. White dots surround the inner and outer circumference of the oval. Inside the central shape, an off-white crescent-shaped moon sits against the right end, its curved edges overpainted with layers of white. This too is surrounded with a line of regularly spaced dots. A thinner dark grey crescent spoons with the first, leaving a black central circle. Two inverted or flipped number 7 boomerang shapes are prominent in the work. The first is positioned in from the left side of the board, its longer upright edge mirroring the left edge of the painting. Its shorter head turns a 90 degree angle and stops shy of the central circle. Nearly halfway across the central motif, a second similar boomerang shape is rotated 160 degrees, its short end also shy of the central motif. The head angles down to the lower right corner and its long arm swings upwards on an angle that meets the upper right corner of the canvas. Both angular boomerang or elbow-like shapes are painted in yellow ochre. The areas around them, to the left and upper sections of a canvas, are painted black. The area to the right side and lower edge of the board, beneath this black outline, are painted in with yellow oxide. White dots surround the edges of the painting and outline all major shapes. The ground earth pigments mixed with the binders create a sand-like texture when applied thickly to the board. With more water added to the mix, they have a wash-like quality, as exhibited in the larger black and yellow ochred areas around the central icons. The painting is surrounded by a dark grey-brown frame. Room sheet text. Kukuju Wonkajunka artist Rover Julima Thomas was a leading figure in East Kimberley painting. His works draw on the stories of his people and country, as well as personal and topographical interpretations of the Kimberley region. These works are based on a series of massacres that occurred in the East Kimberley from the 1880s to the 1920s, during the early settlement of the region. By depicting these shocking histories, often unreported but passed down through oral traditions, Thomas aimed to create records of his community's experience and the violence inflicted by white settlers. This is the end of the audio description.